Welcome, everybody. And we are once again at the point where I am saying this is the relaunch podcast. And today, we've all heard about medical procedures. We've heard about trying to capture the fountain of youth. But how do you actually do that? And what's really involved as technology, as new advancements are coming out? Today, I have the most incredible gal. I've had the privilege of literally getting to know her. Her stories are amazing. She has risen to the top. She is dedicated. She is moving forward with trying to bring these incredible products to a new group of individuals that are so desperately needing the non-invasive. This is what we're focused on today. We're focused on not having to go under the knife as we age. Dr. Gail Humble, she brings a commitment to perform the art and science of aesthetic medicine. And she is like elevating up non-surgical procedures. These ones that allow it to enhance, to mold, to shape, and improve the face and the body. And Dr. Humble is originally from my home place, Northern California, where she received her undergraduate degree in genetics from UC Davis. She then received her medical degree from the University of Texas. And following a residency at USC, she received her boards in anesthesia as well. She has done fellowship at for anti-aging. She's talked about it in front of Anti-Aging Congress. She is boarded by the American Board of Laser Medicine and Surgery. I mean, the list goes on and on. She is an author of multiple medical and non-medical articles, as well as several medical journals. She is a frequent lecturer on anti-aging medicine with World Congress. She talks about skin disease. All of this so important when she starts to talk about what she has created. She is one of the first non-surgical cosmetic practices out there. And she has served as the associate professor at USC. Again, talking, but here's the most important. Dr. Gail believes that beauty is a reflection of the person inside. When we feel young, when we feel beautiful, when we feel handsome, our image in the mirror should absolutely reflect that. And she presently, right now, she is in practice, Northern Southern California, but today she is with us to bring us the tips, the tricks, the what should we be doing? How does this all impact us?
You're listening to the Relaunch Podcast with your host, Hillary DeCesar, best-selling author, TV host, speaker, and 23 years as a neuro-business performance coach. She will merge modern personal development, up-to-date neuroscience, and ancient wisdom with a twist, while using her one and only 3HQ method. Get ready to be empowered in your journey of self-reinvention and ignite your professional dreams. Each episode unfolds inspiring stories of remarkable relaunches, revealing the tips and secrets behind them. Join us in these conversations, offering you the insights and tools needed for your own extraordinary relaunch.
Dr. Gail, welcome to the Relaunch Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me, Hillary. It's an honor to be here.
Well, this has been really an interesting kind of like, I've been reading so much about what you've done. I've actually had the privilege of using your products now for over a month. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk more about that, how this all came to be. But I want to start with your relaunch story around how you got into this space and where this incredible passion actually started from.
Absolutely. Well, I have a practice in aesthetic and regenerative medicine and a background in genetics. And I think one of my biggest frustrations is that although both fields are progressing nicely, we still treat diseases once they happen rather than prevent them. So in the example of aesthetics, we wait until our skin is photodamaged or we have wrinkles, and then we use neurotoxins, fillers, and lasers to treat it. My thought was, what if we can actually change the way our skin ages? What if we can change the aging process?
I'm sure everyone's like, okay, yes, I need to hear more. I'm not going anywhere right now. I'm like glued to the screen right now or to the airwaves. Yes, this is so incredible because we do. We wait until we see a problem. Oh no, the aging effect has happened. That is so true. I know I've just recently done that where I'm like, oh my God, is it the dry weather in Boulder or am I just getting older?
You look amazing.
thanks to the products we're going to talk about. Okay. So interesting. So you really started and you were one of those thought leaders. You were the one that's going out and, you know, kind of blazing the trail around this because this wasn't what people were doing.
Absolutely. It was interesting. The first article, well, let's go back. The entire summary of changing the aging process is what brought me to learn and study and do research for 20 years on the Clotho gene. Now, this is the only age-suppressing gene known to be in mammals. It was discovered in 1997 by Kuro, a Japanese scientist. That's when I first read about it. In this first clinical publication, he noticed in a wild strain of mouse, one of the mice lived 31% longer and every system stayed younger. There was a fellow mouse, same wild mouse strain. He had a downregulation of the Clotho gene. Clotho is spelled K-L-O-T-H-O. And when the mouse had a downregulation of the Clotho gene, that mouse died at 5% of his lifespan with early dementia, pulmonary emphysema, renal disease, cardiovascular disease, thinning and atrophic skin, and lousy hair.
Everyone out there listening. So we have, you found in these mice, there was this Clotho gene. And one had, as you said, a down regulation, which means one had more of the Clotho gene or
underproducing.
Okay. The underproducing one died earlier.
Yes, with advanced aging.
With advanced aging. Okay. So now I'm following you. And so what did you surmise? What did you then say? Huh?
Like you. Well, so all mammals, and we are mammals, have this same age-suppressing gene. So I started doing research, and we found out the Clotho, named after one of the three fates in Greek mythology, the one who spun the thread of light, of life, is not only a gene, but it's a protein. So,
interesting. So
you cannot transfer.
Wait, it's a gene and a protein.
Correct.
And is there anything else in our bodies that act the same way as a gene and a protein, or is it only isolated in this Clotho?
It's very unique.
Okay, very unique. Okay.
Only one of its kind.
Okay. And and you said it was named after the Greek, is it?
One of the three fates, the one who spun the thread of life. Okay. She was renowned for her beauty and her intelligence.
Oh, okay. Kind of sounds like you. I like this. Okay. So we've got you. You now have identified this, and we know that if we don't have, or it's down regulation, does that mean it's not as prevalent? What does down regulation mean?
Correct. Genes are part of your DNA. Mm-hmm. When they are turned on and given a little kick, they'll overproduce. That is called an upregulation. In the case of the Clotho gene, when it overproduces, it makes more Clotho protein. And we'll talk about how that works in a minute.
Okay.
When the gene is downregulated, it makes less Clotho protein. So now what is happening in a way that you can understand? Because this does get science heavy, but I'm going to make it really simple.
Dummy it down. I just understand that I act like I'm a first grader. That's how simple I want you to be with me. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm following. I am following so far.
When the Clotho protein gets into a cell, it increases something called superoxide dismutase.
Uh-huh.
It's also called sod, just like the grass. Mm-hmm. When this is increased, this protects your cell from all oxidative stress. Now, that is one of the three reasons that we age. That is why the mouse lived 31% longer. It all makes sense. It's one third of the reason we age.
What are the other two reasons?
Genetics.
Okay, genetics.
And then also glycination, inflammation.
That darn inflammation thing is coming up again. Ugh.
So on a cellular level, if you can block oxidative stress completely, that cell is going to live longer. It's different than an antioxidant. You may be asking, well, isn't that what vitamin C is and everything? Antioxidants allow the damage to happen and then correct it. When you get the Clotho protein involved, it doesn't allow any damage to happen. Clearly, it's the better way to go. So, unfortunately, you can't really transfer genes. You are what you are. You have certain genetic history. But what we decided to do was take an adult mesenchymal stem cell in a lab from fat and using kind of a vector, think like a virus, we turned on the switch on the Clotho gene in the stem cell. Mm-hmm. So it's now overproducing the Clotho protein. Now I want you all to visualize a petri dish. If you remember your high school biology,
yes.
Stem cells sit there and you have to feed them because they're alive. And they kind of excrete a fluid. That fluid is called the cell condition media. I don't know if you've heard of Skin Medica and Neocutis. Mm-hmm. They were the original two lines to harvest the fluid or cell condition medium into their skincare products. So we went way beyond that. We genetically modified the stem cell to upregulate the Clotho gene and got the Clotho protein and second generation growth factors in the cell conditioned media.
Okay, so wait, hold on.
Okay.
Because I have to say, when you say genetically modified, I think of all the bad things out there. But yet what you're doing is actually great because you're allowing for what you're ultimately going for, which is more of this gene.
Well, there's so much more. It's not more of the gene. It's the results of the gene.
And giving us the anti-aging.
And we're going to talk about the cellular studies and the clinical studies in a minute so you understand exactly what this does. But in many ways, this gene prolongs life on a cellular level and then, of course, in the whole being.
Got it. Okay.
So we were trying to get a cell line that would stabilize and live and reproduce, that produces a high level of the Clotho protein. And we did this. Now, this is 20 years of research. It's all self-funded. This has been a passion project.
Self-funded. That's what I just heard.
Yeah. We failed many times, too. We actually started another patent and we were working with another component. And we thought we had it, and it actually killed the cells after about 5 years of research. It's funny, because I was sitting around with the scientists, because we have two scientists that work with us, one day, and a little Indian scientist said, you know, it's too bad people don't like GMO. And I said, oh, honey, women may not want GMO in their tomatoes, but if you can genetically modify their skin without the risk, they're going to be lining up around the block.
No doubt.
So that's what set us on this other path.
What a great way to say that, because you're right. We don't want the bad stuff in our body, but we definitely want, if it's going to be a healthy way to stay young and not have all of the, you know, toxic, horrible types of products that we, you know, unless you're really careful, you're putting on your body every single day. We do. This is what we want. So now help me understand. Okay, so you have been doing this for 20 years. You had this failed one. It would have been very easy for you, Dr. Gale, to all of a sudden say, you know what? I'm done. What kept you going?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you could have asked me any time in the last 2 years if I could just have my money back, whether I would walk away. And absolutely. But I knew we had something. When we launched with this Clotho Skin, and it's made up of 25% of the cell conditioned medium we're talking about, we did clinical studies and we found out there was a 30% reduction in photo damage in 3 months in our patients. Then we went further and we had another very famous dermatologist in Beverly Hills do a study of 20 patients. And she found 2.5 times global improvement in 3 months.
That's incredible. I do have to ask you, Dr. Gale, because this is fascinating. Okay. We've heard so many times that it's not what you put on your skin, it's what you put inside your body that will then come out in your skin. What you're talking about is a product line that you've created, but it is topical. How is it different than what we've heard that, you know, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can put on, but it never, you know, it has to come from within, not from on top?
That's a great question, actually. So the Clotho protein is a large molecule, and we use liposome technology to cloak it so that your skin thinks it's a lipid or a fat. It goes through your skin and it gets into your fibroblast cell. Those are your skin cells. Then it increases SOD or superoxide dismutase. And your fibroblast cell begins to have resistance to oxidative stress. That's why you see results so fast at 3 months and why they're so exceptional. A couple of the things are going on here, though, that are really important. We did a couple cellular studies that I want to discuss. One, we took fibroblasts and we had a control. And the other ones, we bathed in the Clotho self-conditioned medium. And then we did UVA irradiation. Now, that's the irradiation that generally causes tumors in our skin.
Is the UVA just sun?
Just sun.
Yeah. Okay. You got to dummy down all of this because I'm like, I feel like I want to have everyone out there really understand this because it's been so eye-opening what I have had a chance to learn through you, and I want them to be able to, but it does get a little bit over our head. So again, sun damage coming in, you had one sample that had that, and then you had the other one, and tell us what happened.
We found that there was a 40% decrease in DNA damage when it was bathed and near the Clotho protein when it got into the cell. So now this is amazing because I don't know if you know, but even all the sunblocks that are out there, there's a spectrum we don't cover. We dumbed it down then to just 8 hours of sunlight and had the same results, 40% reduction in DNA damage. We then went on with the cellular studies and found out at the right concentration, which is clearly the concentration in the product line, we actually increased two other genes, HTERT and SIRT6. Now, I think you know what a telomere is. It's kind of the holy grail of aging of a cell. Telomeres are little X's, and as they bump around, they get shorter and shorter, and then your cell dies. Mm-hmm. HTERT and SIRT6 are telomere protective, and they form like almost a little cap at the end. So your telomere stays longer for a longer period of time, and your cell lives longer. Turns out that Clotho protein interacts with this and actually increases those two other genes. So you're not only getting the result of the Clotho protein in preventative against oxidative stress, you're actually increasing two other genes and preserving the life of your telomere.
How long does an average cell last?
That's a complicated question.
Oh, because you're saying that it's lasting longer and I'm wondering, like, is it, what is cell turnover? Like, how fast is that?
For your skin cell turnover, you're looking at 21 to 28 days, 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. So as you continue to use the Clotho product, these genes that you've created, and you say it takes about 90 days, 3 months before you really see like the full benefit. What are you really seeing after 90 days? What would be that like wow factor?
So you actually start seeing results at 3 weeks, but at 3 months, your results are becoming permanent. And what we found in all our studies was a reversal of the photo damage. Now that means a reduction of the rigids, wrinkles, an improvement in the texture, an improvement in the elasticity, and the surprising one was an improvement in dyschromia or pigment. We did not expect that. But in our most recent study, I think I told you with the 2.5 times global improvement, dyschromia or pigment was a big part of that.
That's incredible. So here you are, you're finding all of these. And how long has this product been out there?
We launched 2 years ago. And then we got best innovation in skincare within 2 weeks. And the path has been nonstop ever since. The interesting thing here is that I think we can even do more. We've only got 3 SKUs right now. We are going to add a men's serum. But I think
for those that don't know, you have 3 SKUs, is 3 products. So you've got your eye serum, you've got your skin serum, and you have a night cream.
That's correct. Big one is the face serum. That's 25% cell condition medium. That is something that you add to your skin first thing in the morning and first thing at night, just a very small amount. You don't have to change your regime. You don't have to do anything. That alone will give you the results. The eye serum, again, is a tiny amount morning and night. And the night cream is 10% of the cell condition medium. And it kind of absorbs everything inside. And it's amazing. It's not greasy. It feels great. They smell great.
I remember when I first got the products, you had said, make sure to let them absorb before. Is it that you let them absorb, let's say the serum with nothing on your face, you put that on and then you let it absorb for what, 5 minutes until you can put something else on? Do you do the serum 5 minutes, and then you put the eye serum on for 5 minutes, or can you put them on at the same time?
You can put the eye and the face serum on for the same time, but you want to let them absorb for, it doesn't have to be a full 5 minutes. Huh? You don't want to dilute it. And then at night, you add the night cream. Now, I do have some before and after pictures that we can put up on the gallery at the end of this podcast.
Let's totally do that. Because again, I've only been using this product for probably like 5 weeks. And the first, I think, week, I was kind of doing the whole routine very quickly. I was out there and then put this and that. And so I have in the last few weeks just started to really do what you had recommended, which is, you know, always important to do, everyone, read the label. Okay, so now the results that you're finding, how many people have actually gone through and used it and you have case studies around?
So the first study that got published in Skin and Aging had 10 patients. Mm-hmm. The second study had 20 patients, and it was done by an independent dermatologist. Her results were even more impressive than the ones I had in my office on my patients. We are now starting a third study, and that's going to be with another 20 patients. This time, we're going to have them use the face, the eye, and the night. In the prior studies, we only added in the face serum. Now, mind you, we did nothing else. We didn't change their daily regime. If they didn't use sunblock, we didn't add sunblock. We let them be exactly the same. And just by using this alone, those were the results we found.
And so what you did was, did you take the before and after pictures and then you really looked at it? What were you looking for?
We were looking for, we used a Vizia scan. I don't know if you know what that is. It is a objective scanner using white light. And we can show you all these pictures at the end. And they literally, it scans your face and shows your photo damage and ranks you 1 out of 100. And then we retook the photos every month for 3 months and remonitored out of the 100 people. That's why we got the 30% improvement. And we're happy to share this with you. And then we actually took before and after photos as well.
That's incredible. That is so. So now where do you go from here? You said you're going to add the men's product or the men's serum, but where do you ultimately hope to take? Because we talked about this, that you're non-invasive, right? You're not for surgery. You're for really having your body do what it naturally should be able to do with enhancements like the Clotho gene. But what's your number one goal here?
Well, I think it's far beyond just the skincare line. I think that the Clotho gene, now that we understand what it does, it has many, many uses because every cell is affected. For example, UCSF is working, University of San Francisco, is working with the Clotho gene in Alzheimer's. Clotho Therapeutics working with the Clotho gene and renal disease. Clothogenics, which I just talked to the other day, they are trying to completely increase the Clotho gene in a being. And they've so far done that successfully with mice. They didn't tell me how they're doing this because it's a trade secret. The publication has not come out yet, but I think they're working with an mRNA virus. But if they can take a regular mouse, mm-hmm. and change it into a Clotho overproducing mouse, and the entire being is going to live 31% longer and every system stay younger, then once and for all, we've actually changed the aging process. No one's ever been able to do that.
When we first talked and you shared that, I was like, what? This is where the future is going. This is
absolutely.
And my grandfather died of Alzheimer's, and I have it's APO or the APO gene that makes me more of a possible candidate for Alzheimer's. And so you go into a Mediterranean diet. There's all these things that you can do. And when I heard that, I'm like, wow, this is so incredible. The advancements that you're seeing now, not just with the face, right, which we definitely care about, but all these other areas. Dr. Gale, it's incredible. I am like,
it's an exciting time.
It is such an exciting time. And so as I, you know, you're really cutting edge. There's when you first started from a field of, you know, doctors and women versus men, you really were one of few. And are you seeing now that there are more females coming into this specific space that you're in?
Oh, absolutely. In all fields of medicine, my daughter joined vet school recently, got accepted, and we went to the welcoming ceremony. 80% of the students were women.
Oh,
it was a big change in the ratio the way it used to be.
Incredible. What do you attribute that to?
Clearly, women are smarter and can multitask. I think we're finally being given a chance, and we're unstoppable.
Yeah, we really are. And you are too. And thank you for all of the advancements that are going on. Where can people, and it's so funny, Dr. Gale, I always say at the end of a show, I say, all right, so what's your favorite either beauty product or, you know, what's the product or something that you would give to somebody that's your go-to? Well, I have no doubt that this is your go-to product.
Absolutely.
So where can we go to get this product, these products?
We sell it two ways. We sell it from our website, which is Clotho with a K, Lotho skin.com. Or you can go to your dermatologist or plastic surgeon's office. They also are carrying it. And on the website, there's a list of offices there if you need access to them.
But your website has them. I know that's actually where I picked up my recent stash of them. And I am, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a picture of my face and just see, because I think that they're, you know, a lot of times we forget, like, oh yeah, I'm not really sure it works. And you're like, well, wait a second. Do you want to go back and look at the picture from the before? So I'm excited about that. And then I'm going to ask last bit, if maybe Clotho is something that you're going to be saving up for, what can people do out there right now to start down a path? What are you, when you have patients come into your office and you say, hey, you should be doing these few things to really keep that youthful, the habits of youth going, what do you suggest?
Well, clearly, there have been studies that show if you diet regularly and keep a healthy diet and exercise regularly, you actually can increase your Clotho gene function in yourself. So that would be one thing I would say.
Is there something in the diet that really, you know, we hear about eating more salmon because of the oils? What is it that, what would you recommend food wise that could help us with the Clotho gene?
That's a very complicated question you ask.
Every question I'm asking, there's only been a couple that you're like, I know. But
well, the reality is the Clotho gene is tied in with the insulin pathway. So if you don't overeat, all right, I'll go back. If this takes too much time, let me know. There was a study done many years ago. They had a group of people that ate whatever they wanted and another group that got the nutrition, but was basically almost starved, although I'm not recommending that, getting starved. Which group do you think lived longer?
Oh, well, now that you said it, probably the group that was getting starved.
Exactly. That's because of the insulin pathway and the Clotho interaction. This whole thing came full circle. So a lot of these diets now that you're seeing, and they're saying it prolongs your life, they don't even know why, but it's really involving the Clotho gene.
So interesting.
It's fascinating because every system ties in with another one. Mm-hmm. But as far as other recommendations, I would say you don't even need to save your pennies, like you said. I think we all have a drawer full of things we bought that don't work.
Yes. And that's really, when you and I were talking, you're like, you know, all that stuff that claims don't have the studies behind it, yours does. The Clotho.
And the technology and all the studies are right on the website. You can read them. So you can nerd out as much as you want to. And the before and afters are there, as well as the Visia skin. So I do urge everyone to go to the website and just read the technology and the studies we've done. It's 20 years of research.
I mean, It's fascinating where all of this is going. And again, everyone, this is Dr. Gail Hungle. We are so happy that you came today sharing this innovative new technology for wellness and aging. And now we understand a little bit more about how does it all operate and why, as you said, throw out some of those junky products that claim they're doing things and start fresh. And I know another thing that you said is be very careful with, like, you know how we kind of, oh, we're using one product, we're using another. I mean, go all in and really see how it can affect you. So we'll have all of this on the show notes section. And again, thank you, Dr. Gail, for being here. Really appreciate it. We'll have you on again just to continue this journey.
Thank you so very much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Relaunch Podcast. If you felt a spark, a shift, or a little nudge from our show today, why not leave a 5-star review on iTunes? It helps us spread the word, so please share this episode with someone who could use that same spark. Make sure to check out therelaunch.com/podcast for the goodies from today's episode. And remember this, right now is your golden opportunity to shift and relaunch into the life you've always imagined. Let's continue to build our own powerful stories of resilience and reinvention. Until next time, ready, set, relaunch.